Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time for the vibe check this Thursday morning, October 3rd. What's up, guys? Hit us up, 585-252-9800. Tell us why you're in your good vibes. The weekend is upon us.
I know.
It's Friday Eve.
We got to get through today. And then tomorrow, it'll be Friday.
Wee-hoo! This, I will say, I don't know how many other people feel this way, but this week just flew by. And I'm not sure why. It was just Monday, but anyways, it's probably not a
I simply can't relate. I simply can't relate. I think I could last week, not this week.
You just said you thought it was Friday this morning.
No, I know. I was hoping and praying, honestly, for my own mental sanity.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people are checking in with their vibes, so I think we should just dive right in. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Sodas Girls JV Valio beat NRW yesterday. Getting ready to play the homecoming game tomorrow, which will be fun. Have a great day, guys.
You too, Amy. Good luck.
Absolutely creaming North Rose Wilkett. Absolutely send it. You show them who's boss.
That's what's up. You got to do it.
Got to do it. Who else is here? We have Jonathan. Jonathan says, today is my Friday, and I could not be happier about it. There, I said it. Nope, we're not doing there, I said it. But thank you, Jonathan.
We're doing there, I said it, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that. God, I love having Fridays off. Breezy and I one time had a Wednesday off in the middle of the week. Oh, it was the worst experience ever.
It threw our entire week off.
Don't recommend it. If you're going to take time off, you got to do a Monday or Friday. Just so you can extend that longer weekend.
That Wednesday was brutal.
Oh, it sucked. I was angry when I came back. I don't know what happened.
It was Juneteenth, so we can't like take off. You know what I mean? It's just Juneteenth, so it just falls on whatever day it is. And it just so happened to be on a Wednesday, so don't love that. This year, it's a Thursday, so I'm taking off Friday, too. Yeah. You know I already am.
Yeah,
so
I'm with you.
See ya.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah. Who else is here? Ashley's here. She says, feeling good after getting my nails done last night. I'm getting ready for a wedding this weekend.
Oh, send it.
Love it. This person is also getting ready for a wedding. Good morning. Today is my Friday as well. Heading to the Catskills for a wedding tomorrow. The couple is getting married on a ski mountain, and we have to take the chairlift up. Pray for me. That's lot of admin.
That's intense.
How is grandma getting on the chairlift?
We don't know.
Logistically, how is grandma getting on the chairlift?
She can't get out of a wheelchair, so the wheelchair has to go into the ski lift chair.
The chairlift for grandma.
Think about that. Think about that, admin.
Yeah, I don't. I'm so good. I'm so good. Grandma's like, literally, what are we doing here? Yeah, not accessible for all. But I mean, hey, if it's your dream, it's your dream.
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you no.
Vibes. Hey, do you remember Goosebumps growing up? The books and all that from R.L. Stein? You remember Goosebumps? I was older than you. But
I didn't read it. I know what you're talking about. I didn't read it, though.
Yeah, I had the whole series, collection,
yeah,
the whole set. My father threw it out. Now it's worth like $600. So pissed. But last night I went over to my brother's. I just stopped over. Hey, I was in the neighborhood, and my niece and nephews are all excited to see me. And
what are you doing here?
We all sat. No, they were actually very nice to me. They all sat we all sat on the sofa last night, and my nephew goes and turns all the lights off, and we watch Goosebumps. And I'm like, oh, I can't.
Old or new?
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, wow, they redid all of these shows? No, they're the originals from 1998.
Really?
And they're obsessed. Wait, and was it's it so a, nostalgic.
Is it a book or is it a TV show?
Goosebumps did all the books, and then they turned every book into a show.
Oh, okay.
So it's a series.
Makes sense.
And so we watched some of them last night, and they're really into them. And it was cool to see them watching that, which is the same exact shows I grew up watching.
That's amazing.
And man, those actors suck so bad back then, and you don't even realize it as a kid.
Couldn't be
but
worse.
Horrendous acting. I was like, I was into this? Anyways, it was really cool to just kind of hang out with them last night. So I'm looking forward to the weekend. The vibes are up, and I'm glad they are for you guys, too. Thanks for tuning in with us this morning.
Definitely.
What are you doing this weekend? Anyways, I know we should probably ask that tomorrow, but what the hell?
I know. Vibes are okay. This weekend, I'm going to a comedy show tomorrow at Comedy at the Carlson.
Hey-o.
That'll be fun.
Who's performing?
I don't know. Some lesbian. But I didn't get the tickets, so my girlfriend bought them for us.
Who's performing tomorrow? A lesbian?
Some lesbian. I don't know. I can't say here nor there who she is.
Right.
Let's look into it, shall we? Her name is Jessica. Of course it's Jessica.
Is it really?
Jessica Kearson?
Oh.
I don't know. Should be fun. And then Saturday, oh my God, Moose. Saturday, I am so excited because I have nothing planned.
I know, that's a big deal.
Nothing planned, which has never happened, and it will not happen again until December.
Sometimes no plans are the best plans. That's what they say.
Insanity.
Glad the vibes are up this morning. It's being said that COVID-19 cases are on the rise right now. And
yes, they are.
I'll share this story with you. This is not to scare anybody. Doctors want to just tell people, hey, we're just trying to get you think about, you know, flu season and preventing yourself and your kids from getting sick. Here are some of the things you can do. So we'll touch base on that for the big story of the day. Coming up next on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Thursday. It's being said that COVID-19 cases are on the rise right now, but it's nowhere near what anyone was going through during the pandemic. You got flu season right in front of us. Doctors are just trying to get people thinking about all the ways you can try to prevent yourself, especially your kids, from getting sick. Of course, they suggest COVID-19 and flu vaccines, but they're warning parents in particular to keep a close eye on your kids. If they come home from school with a fever, cough, congestion, you know, just keep them home until the fever is gone for 24 hours, they're saying.
I can attest to this firsthand. My mom got COVID. My dad got COVID. My best friend got COVID. My girlfriend got COVID, all within 2 or 3 weeks of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure I have or had COVID. I just didn't test because I didn't have any tests. but I think that it's so prominent right now because flu season is also on the rise. So it's like, is it flu? Is it COVID? We just don't know. And you need to take care of yourself and be extra cautious. Keep washing your hands. Keep keeping your distance. Like, not so drama, but just like kids are going back to school. Their germs are floating around in the grocery store, at restaurants.
Sure.
So just be careful.
You got that one coworker who refuses to wash his hands every time he uses the restroom and just touches everything. Make sure you touch every doorknob in the building. You got to look out for people like that.
Yeah.
But they're saying 24 hours. Keep an eye on them so they're not sneezing and snotting all over the place. You don't want that.
You don't.
On any given day, there's about 70 to 90 patients inside Rochester Regional Health Hospital alone, just with COVID-19. But only about 5 to 6% of them have it severe enough to be in the actual ICU. So if the symptoms have been occurring longer than a week, doctors want to see your child because they're at risk of having an infection. There are risks of having an infection too long that may develop pneumonia. So they would prefer to see you in the office. They don't want to scare anyone into thinking this is 2020 all over again.
Right.
But just, you know, be mindful.
It's that time of year.
You know, and limit time, you know, the time around others to hopefully slow the spread if you think you or your kids might be sick. Because, man, none of us want to go back to wearing masks for 2 years.
No, not at all.
Dreadful.
And also, like, not to downplay it at all, because it's obviously not something to be downplayed. But COVID-19 at this point, or COVID, whatever you want to call it, is very similar to the common cold, common flu. So it's nowhere near as scary as it once was, but it's still, you obviously need to take precaution.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Last night, we received a pretty interesting message from a woman by the name of Diane, who asked the question, why do so many teens and young adults today suffer from anxiety, social anxiety, and depression compared to 20 plus years ago? She says, I didn't know anybody that was going through this. We would love to hear your thoughts on this as well, because I think everyone may have an idea as to what's contributed to this change. We'll talk about it next on PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have a message here that we received on our 98PXY Facebook. I found it to be pretty interesting. Maybe some of you are also wondering the same thing. It came in from a woman by the name of Diane, happens to work at the college here. I think she mentioned Brockport. And she was asking why so many teens and young adults have this in common.
Okay.
The message says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I thought this might be a topic for your show. I know a lot of young adults listen in the morning. I work on a campus at the college, and so many suffer from anxiety, social anxiety, depression, and loneliness compared to just 20 years ago. Not to mention the amount of medications people are on and still suffer from. Why? When I was in high school and college, I did not know one single person with any of these problems. And I guess I would just love to hear what has changed so much to have caused so many to have issues today. Just some food for thought. Thank you. And then I was like, well, all right, well, let's talk about it. What's changed in the last 20 years? And I can tell you without really any hesitation or having to think about it, phones are likely responsible for a lot of it. Social media is destructive.
Smartphones, like the screen time.
Yeah.
Not even just the phones. I mean, the phones, yes, a huge, massive part of it. But any digital screen in general. I mean, we just talked about it the other day. All these kids at school are getting Chromebooks handed to them on the first day of school. Whether you're on it for educational purposes or you're playing games, your eyes are still being, the life is being drained out of them from staring at the screen all day.
And because of that, I think a lot of people are just very lonely. Most people don't feel a sense of community.
Kids don't know how to talk to, I mean, not just their peers, but adults. Kids will not make eye contact with you because it's uncomfortable for them, because they don't have to do it, because everything's digital, everything's right on their phone.
And then, you know, you have a shockingly large number of just young adults who have no friends, loners, and some of them are okay with that, fine, but all of this is contributed to the technological advances that we've seen in the last 20 years. Do you guys listening this morning feel you may have a good answer as to why so many teens and young adults today suffer from anxiety, social anxiety, and depression compared to 20 years ago? What do you think has changed? 585-252-9800.
Nobody is talking. Nobody is having face-to-face, IRL, real-life conversations. It's all on this. It's all on your phone. It's all on a headset over World of Warcraft. I watched, what is it, 90 Day Fiancé, and this guy literally had no friends. He said, my best friend lives in California, but I've never met him in person, and he's going to be the best man in my wedding. So after 10 years of him communicating with this guy over WAD or COD or whatever it is, they meet after 10 years after bonding over this video game, and he has nothing. He has no idea how to
nothing to say, yeah,
or be around him.
Right.
It's scary.
I know, and it happens a lot. We got a listener by the name of Taylor on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I actually just wanted to call in. I actually just did a paper on this for college a couple weeks ago.
Do share.
So as much as technology plays a huge role in this, after doing plenty of research and things, you know, I also read about that because of the society we have today, parents also play a huge role in it because they don't allow a lot of the teenagers to get that social aspect. They don't allow them to go out to the mall anymore. They don't let them go out and do the things that we used to do 20 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, Friday nights, me and my buddies, we were going to the mall at Grease Ridge. We were all hanging out. We were all in conversation with each other.
Right, you know, and now we don't see the kids out doing that because of, you know, a lot of circumstances in life today, you know, and it kind of sucks because it's not just on technology, because technology is the excuse for parents to keep them home almost.
Taylor, what was your finds on this texter weighing in saying the economy plays a huge role and being a being more acceptable to talk about mental health as well?
I believe that talking about mental health is important, you know.
Yeah.
The more that, you know, being someone who does suffer from that anxiety, you know, the ability to be able to talk and know that you're not alone in it and that it's okay, is very important, you know. Right. It's not easy. You know, there's a huge persona that, you know, you're different or it's wrong or, you know, talking isn't okay or it makes you weak, and it doesn't. It takes a lot of strength to talk.
Yeah.
And be open about what you go through.
100%. Very similar.
And I think that.
Very similar conversation to the one we just had in September for Suicide Prevention Month. And it's really opening up the conversation to talk about this type of stuff, because there are a lot of kids that feel like they can't. And they're surrounded by a lot of other kids that would make fun of them if they were to do it.
Right.
Even down to some of my friends who are in their late 20s, early 30s, some of them can't even order takeout on the phone.
No, I know.
And it's like, this is a massive issue that is going to carry out throughout your entire life. I'm scared. I can't call the dentist. I'm scared. Like, what?
Yeah.
Taylor, are you talking about?
Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day today.
You have an amazing day, Taylor. We'll get to some texts before we wrap it up here. This is why my 9-year-old has to order her own food, and I teach her how to be an advocate for herself. Also, my brother got married and invited one of his gamer friends that he had never met before as well. Very, very awkward to see them interact for the first time. Honestly, I think that these issues existed before. The stigma around it has changed a lot over the years. It used to be something that was embarrassed to be talked about or admit that you have. Now it's pushed on you to acknowledge these flaws and start working on them and fixing them and learning to live with them.
Yeah. And
I mean, just like we talked about yesterday.
You know, John texted in and brings up a good point that I was originally going to touch on. I think a lot of it, too, has to deal with the cost of living today. Everything was so much cheaper 20 years ago. It was a more simple time. People can't afford to rent a single-bedroom apartment today, let alone purchase a home, he says. And that contributes to people's depression. And then that rubs off on the people around you.
I mean, like Taylor just said, like, parents aren't allowing their kids to go out and go to the mall and do things, probably because they simply can't afford it.
Correct.
Honest to God.
And, you know, the malls aren't what they used to be. let me get to Abby real quick. Abby says, this is a great text. Coming from a young adult, I am 25, and it's because the pressure to succeed in life, to be perfect, to follow social norms, and having a significant other, getting a degree, getting a high-paying job, getting a house, keeping up with social life is tough. Being careful to not say this or that, basically lots of comparison and not lots of living life how you want to live it. And that's why I hate talking to the older generation, she says, because they love to start the sentence and the conversation with, back when I was your age, I had this, that, and the other.
It's not the same.
It's not the same at all.
Patricia, so, it's simply not the same.
Everyone
and
today.
It never will be.
Yeah, everyone today is tied to their phones instead of interacting face-to-face or even having a pleasant phone conversation in real time. And I've shared this so many times, and I know other people have too. I've gone out of my way to call people that I first started dating. First time I called, they were so weirded out. Like, why didn't you just text?
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to call, see how your day was. What? It's like foreign to them.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Let's keep the conversation going, though, guys. Talk to your kids, talk to the people around you, and force them to look up.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop here. It actually starts here.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. It's Moose and Breezy on PXY. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I can almost guarantee that so many of our listeners have experienced some sort of weird interaction with the supernatural that they cannot explain.
Ooh. I mean, it is spooky season, so let's get into it.
Well, earlier this week, a friend of mine brought up the extremely scary situation that his neighbor Theo and his wife Robin were dealing with. I asked Theo if he would be willing to come on the show and share his terrifying story of some of the things that have been taking place in their East Irondequoit home, in which he agreed to do so. I know Theo has called the show in the past, so I am looking forward to having him on, but would love to hear your guys' story as well. Theo, hopefully you have home insurance. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm assuming some of the stuff you're about to share with us is probably hard to believe, but it is happening. Tell us what's going on in your home, because you may prompt other listeners to share their stories as well.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me. And second, I just want to put it out there that everything I'm going to share with you is somewhat terrifying, but that's the one reason my wife wants to sell the house
that
we pretty recently moved into. So my wife and I live here in East Irondequoit, which is not far from Sam's Diner.
Right.
And we moved into the house about 8 months ago, and it's an older home built in the 40s.
Right. Most of those homes there are, though, too. There are a lot of older homes in that area.
Yeah, and we loved it. But things have recently started happening that are hard to explain.
Okay.
Both of my wife and I are Catholic, so we believe in the paranormal and the afterlife and whatnot. I'm not saying that you have to be religious to believe in that, but we have been we've been experiencing some really dark things happening in the home.
Okay.
Like a ghost moving photos around.
What?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying like a ghost doing like things like shutting off lights or moving photos around is one thing, but a demonic spirit that is telling you to get out of your own home and inflicting pain on you is another thing.
Explain this in great detail. This is on a more serious level than what somebody would normally experience if they thought their home was haunted, correct?
I would think so. I mean, I don't. This is, you know, I'm not getting a real light introduction to this kind of thing. But we started noticing odd things happening back in August, and things started to go missing, and lights were flickering, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, it's an old house.
No
wiring. We were getting settled, so you know we maybe didn't know where everything was. So you know, it just kind of chalked it up. But then last week, my wife was in bed. I'm out with some buddies, and she called me freaking out that someone or something ripped the sheets off of her, grabbed her hair, and left scratches down her neck. And
what?
We cannot explain it. I mean, I put up a Ring cam. I see everybody coming and going. Nobody else was in the house with her.
I mean, no cameras in the home. You just have one outside, right, by the door.
Yeah, at the front and the back door. There, you know, I take security pretty seriously.
Especially now, after last week.
Nobody was home.
You're just saying nobody was in the home other than her.
Yeah, I mean, we have a six-month-old, and any time that we've tried updating anything in the house, like doing any kind of update, things continue to get worse and more bizarre.
What?
And we just can't seem to explain it. We even had a priest come over not too long ago because in the middle of the night, we woke up to our kitchen cabinets banging around uncontrollably. Our silverware was out of the drawer, being thrown all over the kitchen floor. One of the cabinets had the word Chemosh engraved into it.
I just can't tell if this is a bit. I just can't tell if you're telling the truth.
How do you spell that?
C-H-E-M-O-S-H.
Okay.
And it was in some really weird handwriting.
Not how I would have spelled it, but okay.
That was engraved in your cabinet.
I didn't know how to pronounce that either. I did not. I had to look it up.
Okay, but you're saying, though, Theo, that was what was engraved in your kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, and it was not there before.
Well, yeah, I think that would be something you would notice in your kitchen.
Yeah. So I looked the word up, and it said the Chemosh is actually one of the seven fallen angels and one of the most demonic angels. It's a poltergeist.
Dude, you're freaking me out.
What?
I've actually heard of this fallen angel before. I know that sounds crazy, but yes, you're correct. There are seven of them. And yes, this is super demonic. This is not a ghost. This isn't Mary who passed away in the home. What did the priest do?
Honestly, he did a couple prayers within the home, but he wasn't able to do much.
Right.
I honestly don't even know that he believed me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of on his side, honestly.
I don't know, man. I'm freaked out. I don't know. This is odd.
Well, are you in the market for a home? Because my wife and I are seriously considering selling it, but I mean, I don't even know how we could possibly sell anybody on this house at this point.
Yeah, I am in the market for a home, but not yours.
Yeah, I'm so good. Wait.
Well, Breezy?
Yeah,
if
I am.
Don't believe me.
I would love to purchase a home in the near future, but I'm that's not my vibe.
Dude, I'm freaked out by the Chemosh engraved in your cabinets. Do you have a photo you can send me? Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Please send it.
And it's also weird because we've had the cable company out here a lot to fix the internet, and it just really doesn't work. And it also, I'm surprised I'm having this phone call right now. Like earlier when I tried to talk to you about the priest.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know anything about what I should do, like, in terms of standing my ground or...
No, not...
Watch The Exorcism.
Not personally, man. My only advice to you is sell that house and get out as quick as possible.
So
I don't want to give it...
I actually do. My friend had someone come in and sage her home because they found a portal to spirits in her guest bedroom.
Yeah. You're gonna need more than sage with a poltergeist.
So it's like she found everything and apparently got it all out. I don't think she did because she ended up leaving the house. But you need someone else.
Theo, crazy story, man. I'm freaked out. Thank you so much for sharing it. Yeah, you should sell the house. You should definitely sell the house.
Well, I don't want to pass these problems on to somebody else. I don't want my daughter growing up in this.
No, of course not. You got a
situation because you know how children are more susceptible to the other side.
That's nutty.
All right, man.
Sorry.
Listen, dude. Thank you so much for the call. I got a lot of people texting in, and you know, listeners that probably want to share their story. But keep us posted on what you end up doing. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing the story, man. All right. We'll talk soon, Theo.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Wow, we're getting a lot of texts coming in.
See, there is a huge difference when it comes to playing with a Ouija board, going on little ghost hunts, and then you have people like Theo who are forced to have tea with the devil himself. I mean, this is demonic.
Is it the devil? I mean, I don't know anything about any of this. So I think the average listener doesn't either. So like, what does Keance mean?
Chemosh is like, there was a, I don't want to get too deep into it, but from what I know and what I've learned about in the past, there were seven fallen angels, the devil being one of them. They're the most demonic poltergeist of all of them. And anytime something like that, you know, like The Exorcism and all these shows and these movies that they've made, somebody who has gone through a very, very severe exorcism or somebody who has been possessed has usually been possessed by one of these seven poltergeists.
Sure. And not us spontaneously going off the air because we're talking about this. Not our signal cutting.
I'm just saying, I feel a certain way about this. And if he is 100% being genuine, I don't know. I kind of believe him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a skeptic, but that's just who I am. This person says, did the other owners experience anything like this? This person says picks or it didn't happen. And this person says, bro, sage that place.
Yeah, something like this, sage will do nothing. We should fill up some super soakers with holy water and head on over there on our bikes. You know what I'm saying? Or we could just take the car.
Right, right.
We could just drive.
He's like, let's get on the bird scooters and rip it. Like, sure.
Okay, we got to take a commercial break. And
scootering to a Rondequoit.
I'm waiting for him to text me a photo. If I need proof too. We're going to take a break. I know some of you messaging in with your stories, but we'll get to those coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay there.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
All right. There's an update on that missing Arondequoit teen. There was like an Amber Alert set out yesterday for it, and she is found safe and in good health, which is what the Monroe County Sheriff's Office is saying. Her name was Danny Shepherd. She was 16 of Arondequoit, and she was last seen, it was yesterday at 1:25 a.m., like leaving her home in Penfield. And there was a lot of people that were very concerned, but she has been located, and everything is good. So if anyone was concerned, we got an update for
where
you
was
on that.
She?
It doesn't say where they found her specifically. I mean, it doesn't always, but she is safe. So okay. Good to go on that, which is great.
Let me get into this really quick. And not to scare anyone, because I think COVID-19 cases, they're saying, are on the rise right now. But it's nowhere near what anyone saw during the pandemic with flu season right in front of us. Doctors are just trying to basically get people thinking about all the ways you can try to prevent yourself and your kids from getting sick. So, of course, yes, they do suggest COVID-19 and flu vaccines, but they're also warning parents in particular to keep a close eye on your kids.
Absolutely.
If they come home from school with a fever, cough, you know, if they're congested, they're saying just give it 24 hours so they're not, you know, sneezing and snotting all over the place. Because on any given day right now, you got 70 to 90 patients inside Rochester Regional Health Hospitals, just with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
But only about 5 to 6% of them have it severe enough where they're going to the ICU. So they're saying, hey, if symptoms have been occurring longer than a week, doctors just say, we want to see your child because there are risk of having an infection too long that may develop pneumonia. So they'd prefer to see you in the office. Just don't wait to, they don't want to scare anyone into thinking this is 2020 all over again. Just be mindful and limit your time around others to hopefully slow the spread. If you think you or your kids are sick, everybody in Breezy's life, they just got over COVID.
Literally. Like, I think of every important person in my life, they had COVID, and I probably did too, but I didn't test. So.
Nobody wants to go back to wearing those masks, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So just be mindful. Speaking of being mindful, Theo, our listener, has been dealing with something going on in his home, I think he said since August. He called it a demonic poltergeist. This is in East Arondequoit. Actually, you know what? Let's play a quick clip of Theo explaining what actually was going on. This is the call from earlier this morning we just had with him.
We just can't seem to explain it. We even had a priest come over not too long ago because in the middle of the night, we woke up to our kitchen cabinets banging around uncontrollably. Our silverware was out of the drawer being thrown all over the kitchen floor. One of the cabinets had the word Chemosh engraved into it.
I just can't tell if this is a bit.
How do you spell that?
Chemosh. So I looked the word up, and it said that Chemosh is actually one of the seven fallen angels and one of the most demonic angels.
Okay, no big deal. 585-252-9800. Yeah, if you or someone you know has had things take place within their home, they just can't seem to explain, hit us up. We'll get to all of your stories coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I was a little disturbed by Theo's call earlier this morning. Breezy's a little skeptical.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about all of that. So give him the rundown of what exactly it was. There was seven angels, two of which were in his house or something.
Yeah, let me get to, first off, 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. If you heard the call this morning and you also have a story to share of strange things that have happened in your home or to you personally, call us and tell us about it. Theo and his wife, Robin, they live in East Irondequoit. They moved into the house 8 months ago. Shared with us some of the demonic things that have been going on in their home since August, he said. And, you know, I won't lie, I peed my pants a little bit. You know, I also have pelvic floor PT now. But if you missed the call with Theo, here's a clip of him talking about what recently happened in their home. Take a listen.
To explain it, we even had a priest come over not too long ago because in the middle of the night, we woke up to our kitchen cabinets banging around uncontrollably. Our silverware was out of the drawer being thrown all over the kitchen floor. One of the cabinets had the word Chemosh engraved into it.
I just can't tell if this is a bit.
How do you spell that?
Chemosh. So I looked the word up. And it said that Chemosh is actually one of the seven fallen angels and one of the most demonic angels.
Okay. Good to know.
I don't even know what that means. I'm like, yeah, there's an angel protecting. Love it. Me. I'm like always looking at the bright side.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that. These are more like from the way I'm able to understand it is very demonic, poltergeist. And it's just, it's crazy because in the call, he was describing, in this, I believe to be true because I've witnessed stuff like this. He's got an older home, and a lot of those homes in Irondequoit, they are older, you know, built in like the 20s, 30s, 40s. But anytime you decide to do any kind of renovations to the home, things start to take place. My cousin years back, I just graduated high school. Him and his fiance bought a home in Greece. They started doing a whole bunch of work to the house. Turns out they found out this old lady died in the home.
Oh, God.
Well, anytime they decided to do upgrades to the house, something horrific would happen in the home. And I remember my father was laying tile like in their kitchen. And he experienced a lot of that stuff taking place. My cousin said she was home alone. And they had a huge shelf within the home with family photos. And she left the room and came back out. And all of the photos were turned facing the wall. Every single one. That's called my cousin.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was just constant. This is more aggressive, what Theo and his wife are going through. Let me get to some of your texts. Elena says, I lived in a home that I bought back in 2012. I found out. An old man passed away in the home. And same thing. Yeah, same thing as Theo. Anytime renovations took place in the home, things got weird. I lived alone, so that didn't help. But when I painted the bathroom one day, for whatever reason, I felt a chill run down my spine.
Oh God!
It got super cold in the bathroom. It felt like the temperature dropped. And then all of a sudden, the bathroom mirror fell off the wall and shattered.
Oh God.
Can you imagine going through all that when you live alone?
No, I would absolutely lose my mind. My friends were neighbors and grew up on like one of the oldest streets in Canandaigua. And I think they were like moving or something. I don't really know. But they went down to the basement to grab something. And there was like one of their basketball photos was like sitting on the windowsill.
Uh-huh.
And like there was no reason why it should have been there. And I think it was like touching something. And it was very strange. And then my best friend had a condo out in Farmington, and her dog would lose his mind every time he passed the guest room. So she ended up getting it staged and looked into, and they said it was a portal for spirits to come in and out of.
Right.
Because our other friend was her neighbor, and her house was haunted too. So it is haunted.
The new, season 5 just was released the other day of Unsolved Mysteries.
Uh-huh.
And last night I watched an episode where they're talking about portals. So it's like, well, it's probably easier than flying. This person, Chelsea, says was about 5 or 6 when my grandma passed away. My mom told me she woke up because she heard me talking in the living room in the middle of the night. I was sitting on the sofa having a full-on conversation with no one visible. And then when my mom asked who I was talking to, I told her grandma and pointed directly at the spot next to me. This gonna freak you out as a parent.
I think that it's important timing that we're talking about this because this text says, tell Theo he should charge admission to his house for Halloween season.
Yeah.
Open it up. Why not? I mean, I used to go to Valentown growing up. That was like the thing to do. Valentown's extremely haunted.
Right. What's going on in his house is, it's totally evil. Hey, Moose, tell your boy Theo to put that house up for sale and get out ASAP, especially because his daughter's only 6 months old. I know. That's scary, too. He's got a six-month-old. June says, hey, guys, are you familiar with the abandoned foundation of what looks like a castle in Duran Eastman Park?
Mm-hmm. My friend just went there.
Yes, we are. Supposedly, it's the ruins of a house that a young girl lived in. She went out one night, never returned, and her mother went crazy. She still haunts the area searching for her missing daughter, but in reality, it's the foundation of the dining hall of an old hotel back where there used to be resorts on the lake in Bayshore. Was there a hotel there? Is that what that place was? Like, that was White Lady's Castle, right? Is that what they refer to it as?
I have no idea. All I know is that my friend went just this past month, and it's like pitch black in there, obviously, because they go at night. And there, she shined the light to the floor, and there was a literal footprint on the floor of someone's, like, actual, like, bare foot. Like, they all had shoes on, obviously. So that's kind of spooky.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, they walked, they were walking, they didn't see it when they first walked through, and then when they were walking back, it was there.
The only time I got super freaked out at Valentine's.
Jonathan's, like, letting his dog's air out.
Do they still do tours at Valentine's?
I don't know. I haven't been since high school.
We took the show years back to go do a ghost hunt there. I brought a Ouija board. The lady refused to allow me to come in.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And she's like, please, by all means, don't bring that in. I'm in the basement by myself. I got a recorder. I got a flashlight. And I'm just standing down there alone, just looking at all the cool stuff they have down there. And somebody poked me in my back. Like, you could feel it. With an actual finger, they poked me. And I turned around. I was the only one down there.
What?
It sent shivers up my spine.
I would literally lose my mind.
You know when somebody pokes you.
Yeah.
Somebody poked me. Not below the waist, but somebody definitely poked me.
I wish they did, honestly. Classic.
We got to go back to Valentine.
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys for all the messages, especially Theo's call this morning. I don't know, man. I'm very interested in looking more. I think I want to go to the house. You should come with.
Actually so good.
98PXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We may need to get CPS Liz on the phone for this. I don't
know. Not CPS Liz.
My teenager feels that me raising my voice and yelling at him when he fails to listen is abuse.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get into it.
We would love to have our listeners chime in here and help us out on today's Parental Confidential because April, we'll call her April, says her 16-year-old son has been threatening her when it comes to calling CPS or the police because she raises her voice, and to him, that's abuse.
Okay.
Good morning. Hi, Moose and Breezy. If you can just refer to me as April, because I would very much like to remain anonymous. Very recently, my son, who is 16, has let me know he doesn't feel safe when I raise my voice towards him.
Okay.
He calls it abuse. I asked him why, and he said that he thinks I might hit him. First off,
oh my God,
I've never once in his life hit him. I don't plan to start. We talked about it, and I agreed that I can find better ways of communicating. I'm sure most parents would agree, though. When you ask your child to do something more than several times and they ignore you, then yes, it's hard to not get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tells me that he feels unsafe if I take his things away for not listening when I asked him to do something. He's had his laptop taken away from him once in the past because he was repeatedly staying up till midnight on school nights, and it was only taken away at night and given back to him the next day. I've never taken his phone for more than a few hours because it was a distraction while he was supposed to be doing chores. My son, let's set the record straight, has a great life. He has minimal chores, no restrictions on screen time. He's got a bedtime of 10 p.m. And recently he got into an argument because the agreement was if he doesn't finish his homework or chores that I asked him to do, he cannot have his friends come over. So I yelled at him and said no. And he threatened to call the police and CPS.
Oh my gosh.
I've never been more insulted. And I don't know where this is coming from. And he won't give me any indication as to why he feels this way. He just says, I'm an abusive mother and I'm very scary and I'm a threatening person to live with. Does anyone have any advice? Is this something other parents have had to deal with their kids? Ridiculous. Just so you know, April, I don't think he's got a case.
You know what, though? In this day and age, you can't rule it out. You genuinely can't, because we are so much more susceptible as a society to listen to kids and take in all accounts. And CPS Liz, if you're listening right now, we would love to hear your input on this, because you obviously work with this day in and day out. I remember being a kid and getting in an argument with my parents and saying something similar, right? Because you're floundering, you're a kid, you don't know any better, you're making threats, you don't even know what they mean.
You know, you got stupid friends at school that you hang out with that are saying, yeah, you should call,
and my mom goes, you should. You will not be living life like you live here. Yeah. You will not love that.
April, you know what you do? Hand them the phone. Say, all right, call.
Go. She, my mom always say, go ahead.
Do it.
You will have not a life you have here. Yeah. Trust me.
585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. Anyone listening? I would love to know if your child has ever threatened you with CPS or calling the cops.
Texters are wondering where CPS Liz is.
Derek says, it honestly sounds like he's repeating something he heard in school.
Right.
It's a bit manipulative. When you are both calm, sit him down and discuss the difference between abuse and consequences.
Correct.
You can maybe even give him some articles or something to read. Yeah, he's doing it because he doesn't want to take responsibility for his actions or accountability. You take his phone away, and now he's saying, well, that's abuse. You yelled at me. Well, whatever.
It's not abuse. It's very, very scary because these threats, like I said, you're threatening things. You don't even know what they mean at that point.
Yeah.
And you could make a mistake in the sense of like the boy who cried wolf situation. You go do that and then now nobody believes you. Not just for like not saying anything's going to happen, but at the same time, like kids are kids. They make up stories in their head. But it also loses weight to Child Protective Services and what they do.
Yeah.
Because it's like, listen, I'm trying to actually help kids that are in need here of my support and my services, and you're wasting my time.
With the amount of documentaries I've watched to date, there have been situations where people like April's son has called CPS or the police.
Right.
And guess what? They removed that child from the home and they've arrested the parent. And as ridiculous as this may sound right now, there's got to be a couple parents out there that are like, yeah, I am a little worried. I mean, right?
I know. It's crazy.
Our listener just texted in and said, your son has no idea what abuse is. He doesn't want to take responsibility for his actions. Like Moose said, raising your voice because you asked him over and over and over is not abuse. You need to call him on his bluff. Mallory says, if my child, who also has a great life, made a comment to me that he was calling CPS or the police because I raised my voice, I'd hand him the phone, I'd tell him to make the call, mm-hmm. and then I would tell him to pack his bags and go find somewhere else to live.
Yeah.
Mallory is not playing. Mark says, this kid needs a foot up his ass. Lori says,
because you know what, Moose? If you play into it and you act scared or you act nervous or you act worried, your child has the upper hand, and that's never a position you want to be in, because you're the adult, you're the parent, You're the one who makes the rules.
Sure.
You can't show fear in your eyes.
Mm-hmm. I know,
no,
I know.
Thank you.
I don't know if April is a single mom or not. I'm not sure. Lori says, my 12-year-old is a pathological liar. She scares the hell out of me sometimes. One time in second grade, she told everyone that me and her father did drugs, which is not true. We smoke cigarettes. But she told her teachers that we also hit her. What? That never happened. She was just upset we never bought her a new iPhone she wanted. Oh, my God. You guys are really selling this parenting thing to me and Breezy.
Yeah, I'm so good. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Oh, we got so many texts. Sherry says, I am not a parent, but you should not yell at your child. They deserve respect, just like you do. God.
Oh, my God.
Learn to speak to him with a calm voice. Verbal abuse and raising your voice is, in fact, abuse. Thank you, Sherry.
This texter says, give him the phone and the number to CPS. They'll investigate. And as long as you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about. You're the parent, and you need to have him understand that it's your house, your rules, and you. And if you need to keep his phone and laptop longer than a few hours, then do so. This person says, April, it sounds like your son needs to go to boot camp.
Yeah.
This is exactly what's wrong with the world. Kids are little fairies nowadays, and they can't handle discipline. Every kid feels entitled. Stick to your guns. Keep fighting for what's right, and don't back down. Don't be a doormat for your child. Best of luck from Kells.
Yeah, this kid's got everything he could possibly need. He's comfortable. He doesn't have to do anything. And he,
kids these days are pretty soft. I'll say it that way.
This guy's name is Big Chuck. What's up, Big Chuck?
Not Big Chuck.
It sounds like something maybe your son read online, because my kid told me that TikTok therapy will have everyone convinced they have every mental illness under the sun and that their parents were awful and abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to what your son is doing on his phone, and yeah, tell him to make the call.
T.
Oh, we got. Hold, let me get to one more. This is a therapist weighing in.
Okay.
Hold on. Didn't leave a name. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm a therapist. I'm seeing a huge increase in this type of behavior over the past couple of years. Kids claiming that discipline is abuse and even calling police on their parents because they claim their rights are being violated.
Sure.
When parents take privileges and electronics away, I've seen kids actually believe they have a legal right to be free from having to follow their parents' rules if they don't think they're fair.
They get emancipated at age 7.
April sounds like a great mom. Do not let your son stress you out and bully you. You're doing a great job, and continue to discipline him when needed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for that message. I'm sure April needed to hear that.
I think of myself as a teenager. I mean, we talked about it yesterday on the show, and I get very nervous to have kids of my own because those teenage years, oh, they're no joke.
No,
it's
it's
a spooky world out there.
It is. It's a very different world. Things have changed a lot in the last 20-something years.
Yeah.
You know? And we can thank technology for that and the cost of living and everything else that's contributed to why people are so depressed and suffer from anxiety today.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that this morning.
We did.
Check it out on the podcast. All right, guys. Good luck to you, April. Do not back down. It's your house.
Your house, your rules.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Who's ready to go to Vegas?
Woo!
The Rochester Airport is adding a new destination starting today, you guys. And yes, it will finally offer nonstop flights to Las Vegas 4 days a week.
Let's go!
That is going to change to 6 days a week in the wintertime because, as you know, people want to get out of here.
They want to just go to the Sin City and blow all their money.
Nonstop flights from Rochester to Vegas have been years in the making for Southwest Airlines. 40th birthday last January, I had to go all the way to Buffalo. And then from Buffalo, I had to take a direct flight to Las Vegas. But I was doing that too when I was flying back and forth from California.
Yeah.
And it's really, really comforting to know that so many people are able to just drive 15 minutes to the airport here and get to their destination if you are going to Vegas. Don Jeffries is the president and CEO of Visit Rochester, and he said the flights from Vegas could help Rochester's convention business. The first four flights completely sold out, and the incoming flights tonight, those are also sold out. So it's a really great start.
Amazing.
It's great for everybody in our community, he said. The first flight took off at 7 a.m. this morning.
Let's go.
We'll arrive in Vegas 5 hours later. Their time, you got that 3-hour time difference, so it's going to be 9 a.m.
That's a long, I mean, our flight to San Diego was long too, but it's just a long thing, but it's awesome that it is direct. Because
two movies, you're done.
We had to stop in Detroit. It was a whole thing. I got delayed. Classic.
Okay, we paid $70 for two Bloody Marys.
No.
Yeah. By the way, direct flights, you are going to save more money. You're not 100%. Spending a buttload of cash on your layovers.
But if you don't want to save money and you want to spend money instead, I have just the thing for you, because there's three new stores at Eastview Mall right now that are just opening up. Brooks Brothers is going to be returning to the venue in their 5,000 square foot location across the way from Journeys. This is going to spark your interest. Fun Spot Arcade's coming back. Love to see it.
I'm not familiar.
Just like, you know how, remember?
Oh, like an arcade?
Yeah, arcade.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
What was the place called by the Regal over there? Funscape?
Yes.
Yes, of course. And then Bespoke Menswear is also coming. It's a Buffalo-based company, but they will be in and have a storefront at Eastview Mall as well. So new stores come in, new shopping opportunities. So when you save all that money on your flight to Vegas, you can go spend it at Eastview Mall.
Get those banana hammocks on. Let's hit up Wet Republic. The poop trend has got to be the most brilliant trend to hit TikTok ever.
What a segue.
It's not what you guys think, I promise. But if you or someone you know has a really hard time parting with the things they love, they can't seem to get rid of their junk, I'm going to share with you why the poop trend is going to change all of that. That's coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
So stay. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show, you guys. So real quick, I want to switch things up here because yesterday was funny. Breezy and I were having a conversation and she was telling me how much the other night watching Selling Sunset on Netflix, it was giving her so much anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't deal with all of it because of the fights in that show and the drama. Everything that normal people do on the day to day, these people have to take it so much.
They do it on 10.
Right. And it's a lot. And
the divorce, the drama, the fights with your friends, the mistresses, like it is,
I don't know.
It's so tumultuous.
I don't know how people live like that. You have to love the drama. You have to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I run far away from people like that. So anyway, she's breaking all this down to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I get home from work and the first thing she does is sends me a photo of her watching the show again and sends me a video clip of a scene from the actual show. And I was like, I don't understand what's going on here. You just told me and broke down to me how much anxiety this show gives you.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you do is sprint home to watch it all over again.
Well, I had 2 episodes left. I had to finish up the season. I don't like not finishing things, whether it be a show, a movie, a task, a chore, whatever. I have to finish. And yes, the show did give me a lot of anxiety because of all those things you're describing, right? But I have been having severe anxiety this whole week, actually.
I could tell. I feel like you're something's, here.
Something's off.
Physically, but right. Not mentally.
Right. And I do apologize for that because it is something that I recognize too. And, you know, we're out of September now, but we did spend a lot of time in September talking about suicide prevention, mental health. We had Manny on. I spoke about on my struggles and my journey to kind of, you know, figure out what was going on with my mental health as I was leaving my 20s and entering my 30s. This week has been one of those weeks that it's hard to describe to people. And I'm going to do my best because that's what we do here on the show. We tell stories and we try to make others feel like you know what we're talking about and you can connect. I just, ever since Saturday, I have been dealing with debilitating anxiety of what I've described maybe last year of like, I'm going to die. My mom is going to die. Like these thoughts cannot quiet. And we went, my girlfriend and I went to Oswego Saturday night and the whole time on 104, even before we got into the car, I just like couldn't help my mind with like,
you couldn't quiet it.
The car's going to crash. Like you're going to get in a car crash on 104 and you're going to die.
A constant, just
debilitating thoughts, intrusive thoughts,
very intrusive
thoughts that don't make sense. You can't make sense of it. And then, you know, that on top of everything else, like my job, I have things going on here that, like, I don't know are issues, but they're things that I worry about. You know what I mean? And my relationship is one of the healthiest, most happiest relationships I've ever been in. Mm-hmm. But then I start thinking, like, what if that ends? Or what if that doesn't pan out the way I see it panning out? Or what if all of a sudden my girlfriend stops loving me? Or what if all of a sudden I stop loving my girlfriend? And I think all of those things that I was feeling and thinking and worrying about came into light on that show. They were fighting. There was a divorce. The death of a dog. Like,
oh,
like it was simply too much. It was too much.
And you forced yourself to finish it, which is wild.
I did. So what does that say about me? Or what does that say about, you know, anxiety or mental health, right? Like, is it a self-sabotage thing to do something like that? See, that I can't answer. My therapist is on leave until January, and I don't have a replacement. I had an anxiety attack on Tuesday night. I did, and it was really hard. And my girlfriend was with me, and she's never really seen that side of me. And it was just too much, too soon, too quick, all at one time. And if you're listening to this right now and you also deal with anxiety, it's such a weird thing because, like, you can't pinpoint it. You can't make sense of it. And, like, it's hard for me sometimes because I can't tell what's anxiety and what's my gut. My gut telling me this is what's going to happen.
Sure.
Something's wrong. Something doesn't feel right. Because people say it all the time. Trust your gut. Trust your gut.
But when you have those two things going up against each other, it's kind of hard to trust your gut because you don't know if you're overthinking something.
Is the gut real?
Right.
And or is the gut anxiety?
What I know anxiety to be is it's caused by not knowing. It's uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And so many people today suffer from anxieties because they don't know what's to come.
Right.
And you're not supposed to, but when you add trauma on top of that and anticipation and everything else that comes with your day-to-day, it's so easy to just feel like you're being weighed down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a natural response that your body goes through. And you feel in despair. You feel like, hey, I feel like I'm suffocating.
Yeah.
Obviously, watching Selling Sunset doesn't help. But it's anxiety for me, I know, is caused by not knowing.
Yeah.
And that's why they teach you meditation.
Yeah.
They teach you how to be present. For some people, that works.
I ended up going to the movies. I wound up going home to Candego yesterday, talking to my mom about it a little bit. My mom's like, I'm so sick of you and your brother. Like, I'm retired. I am living my best life. And you two are over here. Like, what if you die? You know what I mean? And it's just like a lot my mom. And
sure,
I don't want to put that on her. But talking to her is really the only thing that makes me feel better. I ended up going to the movies last night with my brother and my girlfriend. And we saw this movie called My Old Ass. Stick with me here. It's a really strange title. But basically in this movie, this girl is tripping on shrooms,
mm-hmm,
and she meets herself at 39. She's 18 years old.
Interesting.
She comes in, she meets herself at 39, and she's like talking to her. And the 39-year-old's a little miserable, right? It's like her light has been dulled, her shine has been lessened, and the 18-year-old can't figure out what's going on. And the girl says to her, do not, whatever you do, interact with a guy named Chad.
Oh,
and she meets that guy in the summer, that summer. And that's the whole plot of the movie, right? And she ends up meeting him. And I think to myself, because I'm having anxiety, I think to myself, why? Why can't she meet Chad? Because Chad's going to die. And Chad, spoiler alert, Chad was going to die. And she basically said, like, I'm not going to not speak to Chad, or I'm not going to not get to know Chad at this stage of my life because I know he's going to die someday. Like, I would rather love and have lost than to not at all.
Yeah.
And, like, it just spoke to me so deeply because it's like, I'm sorry for crying. Like, I don't like doing this on the air, but, like, I have such a hard time, like, living in the moment
And you could literally not have that moment anymore. And then worrying about the future wouldn't even be a thing.
Right.
So it's hard for me to like just be present and just know like everything's going to be okay and not worry about it. But it's a lot.
Right.
It's a lot. And I'm on medicine. I obviously like need to go higher because something's awry, but you need to live for today because you don't know what tomorrow holds. It could be amazing, but it could be nothing. It could not be here.
How does one go about doing that? Especially when you're feeling the way you're feeling right now. When you were feeling the way you felt all week,
mm-hmm.
What's the first step in doing that?
You know, continuing to talk these thoughts out with people that I love and that love me and that I respect, and just really being super intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up today super intentional. You know, I'm obviously talking about it, but I do think it's important to talk about because it's something that a lot of people live alone with and they feel like they can't talk about it because they can't really identify it.
Yeah. And, you know, you have from the time that I've known you, a huge support system. You're surrounded by so many people that love you and you got a really great family.
Right.
You got a lot of listeners that have so much love for you, but you also have a lot of people that are dealing with the same exact thing you are. And a lot of us too, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it's tough when you feel like, I don't know what happened. I was in the best mood yesterday and I'm at my desk working and it's like a brick wall hit me. I just came, a wave of emotions came over me and I had to put my shoes on. And like I always do, I went for a long drive.
Oh, you went for a drive?
I went for a long drive.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I felt that way. Not to take this away from your experience, but just to be relatable. I don't know what happened yesterday because I went from feeling so great and I'm just sitting there and these wave of emotions came over me and I got so anxious and I ended up at my brother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And spent the night hanging out with my niece and nephews, and being around them,
yeah,
helped me being significantly. Around family helps
a lot. I find it so odd how similar we truly are. We really are very similar. You wouldn't know that by looking at us, but we are in a position where we get to talk through things 5 hours a day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I find every single day we are the exact same in some aspects of our life, and that's very cool. You know, it's very, very cool. I think one of the biggest things is like, it's moments like that when things are all going right in your life and you're like, something's going to happen. You're anticipating yeah. something bad to happen because you're used to living in constant chaos. At least that's how it is for me.
I haven't hugged you in a really long time. I feel like that's something I
should do.
And
hug. And get it on camera so everyone can see.
We are similar, but you know, you're definitely a lot cheaper than I am. I got no problem driving around wasting gas.
Well, I'm an environmentalist, so I could never. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could never.
Continue. And if you're feeling like we have at some point, continue to just talk to someone about it. Sometimes going for a drive does help, but it's the constant pressures of not knowing. It's the unknown.
And having people and friends that you can talk to this about is so huge. Like just being open and honest, like anxiety is so real. I mean, it is real, but it's not real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to explain.
There is something I learned. It's called the 5-5-5 rule.
Oh,
and it's
not to be confused with the 6-6-6 rule.
Right. You got to breathe in deeply for 5 seconds. You hold for 5 seconds and then you breathe out for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it is supposed to make you present. And it is
mm-hmm.
breathing techniques do help. They're significant when you go through something like this. Mm-hmm. So we love you.
I hope you
feel better this week.
I hope anybody who's going through this can also just get through it and talk about it. You know, a lot of people are scared to talk about it. And I have a huge platform and a huge microphone in front of me. I'm not afraid to talk about it at all.
Yeah. And many people thank you for that. We're going to take a quick break, guys. It's PXY Mornings. Anytime you feel like talking, you can hit us up on our socials. We're always there. We always respond to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Moose. And then, of course, Breezy on air. And you can touch base on 98PXY Rochester, which is our Instagram handle.
We love you.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. If you're looking to declutter and get rid of some of that junk, to make room for the new, like our girl Breezy did a couple days ago.
You 11 threw garbage
donated
bags.
11. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's a lot. 11 trash bags full of clothes. And we have something for you that may really help. If you live with someone that refuses to throw things away or get rid of old clothes, then now would be a perfect time to implement the poop rule.
Please, please enlighten us, because I am kind of grossed out right now.
In my personal opinion, this is the best trend I've seen on TikTok to date. It's not what you guys think. I went home yesterday and I tried this, and I will say it did. It really worked. Take a listen to this woman explaining what the poop rule really is.
An item, and you think, is this important enough that I would wash poop off of it? And let me tell you, it works miracles on bathroom items like toiletries and stuff, because it gets like in the creases, you know? Like, I think everything for me is like mental. Like I've said before, it's a psychological thing for me. So I truly picture poop on the item, and it really helps me.
Gets in the creases?
This
what
one,
the hell is she talking about?
It went viral on TikTok after a woman with ADHD heard about it from a therapist. And she has trouble organizing, and it's just supposed to make it easier to let go of stuff you don't really need. Because so many people, and I used to be this way, and I'm not anymore, I would kind of consider myself a minimalist in a sense. I got no problem throwing stuff away anymore. There are some things that I keep that are very sentimental to me. Old cell phones, my first t-shirts as an intern at 98PXY, all that stuff I have to keep. But stuff that's just sitting around, like, I'll throw out old clothes and stuff. I have a hard time parting with things, but you got to ask yourself. It's all psychological. If this was covered in feces, would I wash this and rewear it, or am I done? Most of the time, I'm just done.
I had a friend once who puked on his party shirt, his favorite party shirt he wore to like all of his birthdays. And he's like hanging out on the side of the car. He's like, save it. Save the shirt.
Yeah.
His wife was like, we're literally throwing this
away. We're gonna part ways.
We're throwing this away.
And the thing was, I implemented this rule right before I moved home, literally. If you've never been to Hollywood, the streets are covered in poop. And I just bought a brand new pair of Nike Air Max. They're the ones I really wanted.
Okay.
Bright white. I drop $130.
Okay.
The very next day, I'm looking fresh to death, Breezy. I got in the Nike Airs, and I step in all this poop. And I don't know whether
human?
Or not. Don't know if it came from an animal, a dog, or a person. Most likely, it was a person.
Okay.
And I take them off. And I throw them in the dumpster of my building and walk into the apartment barefoot, because I'm like, do I want to take the time to clean these and then put them back on? No.
No.
Think about that happening to the stuff you really love, your clothes. So pick something up in your hands, pretend there's poop on it, and really try to visualize the feces. If you truly feel it's not worth cleaning and putting into the wash, then go ahead and throw it out. Don't or donate it. But if it's something you'd wash, sure, go ahead and keep it. But I'm telling you right now, the poop trend works.
That's insane. But like, okay, so it's just that you would be willing to clean it. Like, what if the stain doesn't come out? Also, what was up with that girl talking about crevices?
If the stain is not coming out, there's no reason you should be re-wearing it anyways.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
But I just feel like if I'm going to clean something off, I want the stain to come out. So my labor of love is actually put to use in some capacity.
I have one vintage t-shirt that's a Star Wars shirt I bought from H&M in 2007. And I still wear it to date. And anybody that says H&M is cheap and their clothes will disintegrate in the wash, you're not wrong, but for whatever reason, back in 08, they were using some sort of ridiculous material that just will not shred. And I still wear this t-shirt, and it's faded, and it's covered in holes. But that is something, if there was poop on it, I would rewash it and continue to wear it.
Unreal.
Like,
unreal.
Who still has clothes from 08? Nobody. That's, to me, is vintage.
I have moved, and it all got released this past Sunday. But I have moved items of clothing from three separate apartments. I haven't worn it one time.
No, I know. That's so what I'm saying. That's
stupid.
It's a lot.
So stupid.
So there you have it, guys. The trend that went TikTok on viral.
Nope.
The poop trend. And by the way, like I said, this, if you have ADHD, this person heard it from a therapist. If you have trouble organizing, it is supposed to make things easier to let go.
Yeah.
So, and if you have a grandpa or a grammy who's a pat rack, or excuse me, a pack rat, tell them about the poop rule. Yeah, they'll love that. What? The poop rule. Poop?
What?
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98
The X-Y. It's officially fall. Everything is in the process of dying, including us, because we die a little bit each day.
Every single day.
It's Peaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. That did sound depressing.
Yeah, but are we good?
If you live in Rochester, there is a chance that fall is your favorite season. I know it's mine. I love fall. So we're going to play a little game called Would You Rather?
Would you rather? Yeah, well, listen.
The fall edition.
The fall edition, because honestly, the fall is such a special time, especially here in upstate New York, because there's so many things for you to do and so many fun things that aren't going to require you to leave your house in the snow and the cold.
Or maybe even spend a ton of money.
So I want to ask you, there's a lot of things that you can do in fall. And I think asking you these questions will not just like get the listeners to know you a little better, but it'll spark things that they can do with their friends and family for the fall.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather carve a pumpkin or make a costume?
Oh, make a costume. Like with thread?
Well, just
like,
I mean,
with
it doesn't
a sewing machine?
I mean, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to become like a full seamstress. But like, for example, one year I was a credit card and I got like a poster board and I did like.
Give me the pumpkin.
You're not a crafty guy, are you?
I am.
You're creative. I don't know if you're crafty.
I've made shirts. Give me the pumpkin.
Okay. Less admin. More in the fall spirit, for sure.
Yeah.
Would you rather roast marshmallows or eat a candy apple?
No, I'll roast the marshmallows.
Big bonfire guy.
The candy apple, I mean, that's an apple covered in diabetes. I'm good.
Would you rather visit a sunflower field or go to a pumpkin patch?
Pumpkin patch all day. What am I going to do in a sunflower field? You can do that at any time.
Not anytime. I mean, there's sunflower season.
Right now is sunflower season?
Well, it's like, it's on the tail end. So there's like a little bit of crossover.
Well, there are some things I think about when I think fall. And those things are pumpkins, mazes, haunted houses.
Which leads me to my next question. Would you rather go to a spooky hayride or get lost in a corn maze?
With who?
Let's say me.
Getting lost in a corn maze with you? Yeah, I'll take the hayride.
You're like, at least maybe on the hayride, the actor can rip you off the moving, you know.
I'll take the hayride.
Hayride. What are they called? Wagon.
I used to be, what do you call it? I was a narrator.
Like an actor? Oh.
On the haunted hayrides. Sure. I had my own wagon, and I was one of the narrators, and we do all night long.
Wait, like a host?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And I remember, I crushed it. People wanted to get on my wagon. I mean, Snake Man was good, too.
They wanted to get on your wagon, all right.
They sure did.
Would you rather rake leaves with a fork or shovel snow with a spoon? Hypothetically, of course.
I'll take the leaves. I'll shovel the leaves.
I'll
rake the leaves with a fork, sure.
Sure. Okay, this is kind of a weird one for upstate New York. Would you rather have it rain every day in fall or snow every day in the winter?
Yo, give me the rain in the fall.
At least then it's like vibey.
You
know what I mean?
Like I said, you got to wash away everything that's died. Nobody wants to deal with snow in the winter. Unless you're skiing or you're into snowboarding or
right.
you're into winter sports, which I really am. I'm not that much.
I tried to get you last year. I did.
God, rain every day. That's pretty much Seattle.
Yeah, right? All right, this one. Would you rather bake an apple pie or make caramel apples?
Yo, I'll take the pie. I'll make an apple pie.
Okay.
And I make a hell of a pie, too.
Would you rather go to a fall festival or go to a football game?
What's the festival include?
There's like Corn Maze's Hayrides music, donuts, cider, pumpkins.
As opposed to going to a Buffalo Bills game?
Let's say a Greece Olympia game.
I graduated a long time ago. I'll take the festival.
Or a theater, or wherever you went.
A 40-year-old with no kids and no connections to anybody at Olympia. I'm good.
Okay. let's say your nephew's now in the football team. We're flashing forward a little bit. And it's like HOKO. It's homecoming. Like, that kind of vibe.
Yeah, I'd go support, sure.
That actually makes me quite sad to talk about. Like, homecoming and football games in the fall.
My favorite.
Were the thing.
Hoodies? Couldn't wait.
Oh,
all day long, go Trojans. Greece Athena, class of 02.
Obsessed. This one's going to throw you for a loop, and I think we'll make this one the last one. Would you rather wear the same sweater all season or wear the same socks?
You can't
wash anything.
Same socks. I'm not going out in public with
smelly
the same sweater.
Smelly foot.
No, I'm good, man. I'm not going out in public with the same cardigan on. Are you kidding me?
He goes, same socks. I'll raw dog it some days. Not your empty foot or your bare foot in your Nike Pro Maxes. I'm dead.
It's about style, not comfortability.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about.
I want to do all of these things with you. Fall is very romantic. Well, you know, you should, in a cornfield, just the two of us.
You should do them with your girlfriend, you know.
You can come.
Yeah, okay.
You're like, I'm busy that day, unfortunately.
I don't know what my problem is. I enjoy my own company. I got no problem doing any of these things alone. And
doesn't
I know for some
get
of you,
lonely though.
Well, sure, sometimes that's where depression comes from. But I'll
Moose, we should talk about this at some point. It is cuffing season coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're gonna celebrate this year or what's going on.
No, but I'm good. I got a plant named Tina. I'm all set.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's end this show today with a bunch of our pissed off friends here.
Hi, guys. How is everybody?
There I Said It, 585-252-9800. You guys got something you need to get off your chest? No problem. So do we. Send them over. We'd love to hear your call or text. Let's go over to Carlos, who texted in first this morning. He says, it's crazy how many therapists have issues, yet have no problem giving everyone else advice. There I said it.
They are some of the most troubled people, and I can attest to that. It's so wild that there are some therapists out there that practice that lead the life that they live.
It's like a driver's ed teacher teaching people how to drive who's just had three DUIs?
DWI, yeah.
Driving under the influence, DUI.
Driving while intoxicated.
What's the difference?
One's high, one's drunk.
Which one's high? Driving under the influence. How do you know all this? You were pulled over for it.
You don't want to know. No, I would never, but.
You know, I dated a therapist once. It wasn't the best experience. Super intelligent.
Yeah.
But I always felt like I was in a session. Well, why is that?
Well,
what happened?
It's funny.
Well, why is that?
I've dated people before that every time I talk to them, they think I'm interviewing them because I'm using like.
Oh, really?
And let me ask you this.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I don't even mean to do it. It's just, I'm an interview by nature. I don't know. Let's just see who else is here. Parents these days should not have kids if all they're going to do is bitch about them. There, I said it. Woo-tee.
Who said that?
Didn't add a name.
Oh, shucks.
It's kind of crazy, though, right? Because you talk to these parents and they're like, I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in 4 days. I literally hate my life. I would do anything to just like go back and have a moment to myself. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, these kids are some of the most rewarding, most beautiful things you'll ever experience in your entire life. I'm like, listen, so which one is it?
It comes in waves like anything. We love this job and we wouldn't want to do anything else. But at the same time, some days we're so over it. You know, it just like it's like anything. It's a lot of work. Daniela says, I guess people were not kidding about seasonal depression. We're 3 days into October and I'm officially depressed.
I mean,
good luck with that, Daniela.
With the rain yesterday, yeah.
It's beautiful out today. This whole weekend's going to be nice. Enjoy it. Go out and enjoy it. Let's go over to our friend Jamie here texting in. What's up, guys? Sorry, but I am a 42-year-old woman, and I do not think it's immature to laugh at farts. They are funny to me. There, I said it. All right, well, here you go. Did you find that funny, Jamie?
Oh, my gosh. This person says, some women use the excuse of being feminist for selfish reasons. There, I said it.
Yes.
Interesting.
You know, you're trying to get out of a burning building first before everyone else? That's.
I'm a feminist. Get out of my way. I'm a feminist. Hilarious. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They take those little braids, put them into a ponytail real quick, don't they? Big Ed. What's up, Big Ed? Look who's here. What's up, guys? Today at the bank, an old lady asked me to check her balance. So I pushed her over. I love you guys. We love you.
Lolsies, Big Ed. Lolsies. Absolutely raffling.
Do you still think that Big Ed is the most toxic man in Rochester?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I will never not.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
This person says, I don't know if they're divorced or what's going on. Marriage is more about business and less about love. There, I said it.
Right, of course. Yes.
It's a business transaction.
That's what it's all about. Tanya's here. She says, is it gross if your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to use condiments during intimacy? Dead serious. I met a guy on Bumble months back, and he said he wants to start using different condiments within the bedroom.
Not her covering his chest in ketchup.
What the hell goes on?
What?
Can you imagine? Like, have you ever used condiments in the bedroom? Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm just going to make a quick sandwich, and I'll be right with you.
It depends on what you were classifying as condiments.
Have you ever eaten in the bedroom during intimacy? Like, have you ever brought a food into the bedroom?
Yeah.
What kind of food? What have you...
It was more like a sweet thing.
It's like chocolate-covered strawberries? That's boring. I brought a sub in once. Like, I understand where this girl's coming from.
Where did you put the sub?
Huh? On the nightstand.
Oh, okay.
It's better really, than where I thought you were putting it. There's nothing better than implementing sex in sandwiches or just any kind of food, whatever you guys are into. Yeah. I think they did a Seinfeld episode on that once. George Costanza pulled out a sandwich out of the nightstand. Yeah, that's me.
Tanya, a 6-incher from Subway.
Tanya, text us back. Let us know if your boyfriend's name is Jared and ask him if he used to be the spokesperson for Subway. Let's get back to us.
Christian's here and says, Christmas is better than Halloween. There, I said it. Nah, Christian, that's not a hot take. Nobody's arguing with you on that at all. And then this person says, family who make an agreement and don't follow through are scum of the earth. There, I said it.
Ooh,
well, you're really going through
the
something
family
with your
dad. Drama. Oh, the drama, the fights. Holidays are coming up, baby. Thanksgiving, it's going to start to get really weird, especially if you owe your uncle money. I can't wait
stop
for
stop lending people money. There, I said it.
Just stop doing
I don't
it.
Care if it's literally your own flesh and blood. Don't do it, because you know what? You're going to want that money back someday, and they're going to look at you like
You have 15 heads.
That's right. Even if they...
What do you mean?
I've learned my lesson. Even if they offer and you accept, I'm telling you, it's going to get really weird around that table. Speaking from experience, don't do it. And just so you know, you heard it here first.